So we always know that the 18th day of Tishrei, Yuches Tishrei, Hashem took a very special neshama from the world back to Olam Haba. We were zocher for 38 years to have Rabbi Nachman of Breslov in this world. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov left a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous wealth for the Jewish people to learn throughout the world. It's his yahrzeit on the 18th day of Tishrei. It's not Stam that Rabbi Nachman's yahrzeit is on Sukkos. And I want to try to just explain. We're going to do a very short piece in Likutei Moharan, three lines, and then we're going to try to expand on why maybe and how to take the mid of Simcha into our lives. A couple of practical ways. Rabbi Nachman always says, oh, the Breslovers are very, very Simcha, but it's not just Breslovers. It's Mamish. If you do a Shem Simcha, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, the Sefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simcha. The question is how. Rabbi Nachman brings down in Likutei Moharan, Torah Reish Chav Beis, Tzorach Lios Tomid B'Simcha V'Avalav Ar Hashem B'Simcha. Person needs to constantly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully with Simcha. V'Afilu Im Lefamim Nofel Mimadrei Geso. Even though sometimes the person might fall. Rabbi Nachman saying, you're going to fall sometimes. Don't worry. Tzorach Lechazik Atzma B'Yomim HaKomim Shehayim Mazriach Lo L'Eza Ha'aretz K'sas K'mo She'anu Roim. He says we have to take the good days. When someone has a bad day or person messes up, person does an Aveira, he says, how could Hashem want me back? He has to think about the times when he was doing well. He says, no, I messed up and I want to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to come back to the Rabbeinu Shem. He goes through the rest of the Torah, it's not for now. But there's a tremendous tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael named Rav Avram Elimelech Biderman Shlita, who Rav Moshe Weinberger, our Rebbe, introduced us to his Torahs. Amazing, amazing Svarim, Ber Amuna, this Sefer goes Ber Achaim and Elon Tishrei. He talks about the whole idea about Simcha. He says an incredible thing. He says, from the Sfas Emes, Nirtoshin, Tuf Resh Mem Dalet, Yemei HaChag, the days of Sukkos, Nosnin Simcha L'chol HaShanu. The days of Sukkos give Simcha for the entire year. L'chein Nikra Zman Simcha Sinu. That's why it's called the time of Simcha. Sheko Asmachos Noven Mizman Hazeh. All the simcha, the entire year, comes from this time, from these 7 days. The gam achshav idea zchira umitzas lulav shu zecha lemikdash, and therefore by doing different mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of dal and minim, doing different mitzvahs, beis hashoeva nisach hamayim, that is the remembrance of the mikdash. Mizem misor maat be simchas beis hashoeva. It's misor. It awakens a little bit of simcha from the base of mikdash beis hashoeva, and everyone knows that the Rambam always quotes. Mishalora, this is the Gemara. Mishalora Simcha, Simcha's Beis Hashoeva, Lora Simcha Miyamav. Someone who didn't see the Simcha of the Beis Hamikdash didn't see Simcha in their lives. So we see that Simcha is a very, very, very important thing in a person's life. Rabbi Nachman explains, but specifically to Sukkos, the DNA of Sukkos. Excuse the trucks of the holy trucks of Yerushalayim Yakodesh here in the Sukkah. We see that the DNA of Sukkos is Mamish Simcha, and this is what he says. Rav Biderman quotes from Rishonim, he quotes specifically the Abar Barnel. The Pasuk says, Vayisa ach samech, and atzukas to be besimcha, laftiho, to be a promise, shim yismach v'yogi b'chaga sukkos, if you're besimcha and sukkos, you're doing things to be with the family, you're going to Beis HaShoeivas, you're spending time together, and you're besimcha, yismach v'tov lev kol hashana. It's a promise, you'll be besimcha the entire year. But sometimes it's very hard. It was not, you know, the Vilna Gaon's Yartzitz the day after Rabbi Nachman. The Vilna Gaon has famously once said, what's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah? The hardest mitzvah in the Torah is what? Is to be besimcha for 7 days. The Gra didn't say Yom Kippur, fasting, he didn't say learning. The hardest mitzvah in the Torah is to be besimcha for 7 full days. Dafka, these days of Sukkos. It's an incredible, incredible thing. Why? What's so important about being besimcha? So everyone knows, we brought down earlier in past year about slichas, when a person gets slichas avonos, when a person gets full mechila, forgiveness of all their sins, that brings tremendous simcha. That's why Rabbi Biderman brings down from the Rambam Hilchos Lulav Peraches Halacha Tezvav has simcha shiizmach adam basiyas amitza huvavas akel tzach tzivahen avoda gedolhi. It's a big avoda, the Rambam says. The whole amonei atzma misimcha zu roi li faram yimenu chen l'kach uzman simcha sinu.
When a person gets fully wiped away, you get all your sins wiped away, you're able to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. That's why it's not stam that Sukkot is 4 days after Yom Kippur. Just imagine, the whole year, where we taint ourselves, we do terrible, chas v'shalom, bad things, we go away from who we truly are. Come Sukkot, we have zero, we have nothing. We have nothing on our plate. How can we not be b'simcha? And simcha comes from a kaparis of onos. Listen to what he says here. That's why Sukkot is the number one time of simcha. Because it's all kaparis of onos. Right? We start with Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says the person has to be b'simcha. Tell me 100%. If there's a Shem of simcha, we have to simcha Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. But how? How? I know how important it is for Sukkot, but end of the day, this morning, when we come back from Beit Shemesh, early this afternoon, and the car died, it's very hard not to be b'simcha, and we're stuck on Kvish Echad for an hour and a half in the hot sun. So how does a person do it? Listen to what the Rav Biederman quotes from the Avnei Nezer on page Rich Sadi Hey, Berachaim. He says, how many curses do we have in Sefer Dvar, in Kisavo? All the curses that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we're going to do, if you don't serve, can be Katachas Asher Lo Avad Asher Hashem B'Simcha, because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha, how many curses are there? 98. 98 curses. How many karbanos do we bring on Sukkot? We know, we say, Esekev HaSacha, this and that. He says, we bring 14 kvasim every day. What's 14 times 7? 14 times 7 is 98. Because when a person's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha, we're bringing the karbanos, and even though we're not physically bringing the karbanos now, when we lay in the Kabbalists, when we daven, when we specifically we're doing halo, we're doing the anu anuam, that brings us inner simcha inside, that brings us tremendous happiness inside. Real simcha, real happiness comes when we're serving Hashem, but when it's come from spirituality. Real simcha doesn't come from Alabama, it doesn't come when the Rangers win, when the Mets make the playoffs. It might be very nice, but one day they're going to win, and what's going to happen after a week? If they lose to the Dodgers, whoever they play, you know what's going to happen? Zero. It's not true simcha. True simcha is something that's everlasting. That's what someone told me, a beautiful vort. So what's the difference between simcha from Gashmias and simcha from Ruchnias? Simcha from Gashmias
doesn't last.
You always want more and more and more. It doesn't last. Simcha Ruchnias, it lasts and you want more. But because you want more, it doesn't take away what you did yesterday. It doesn't take away what you did earlier. It keeps on going. All you want to do is be able to have it more and more and more. So we see it. We saw an incredible thing. We saw how Sukkot is Zman Simchasinu, it's the DNA of Simcha for the entire year. What's one way we could try to be able to do, to be B'Simcha? Listen to what he quotes over here. He quotes in the Rebbe of Alexander. Incredible. If I didn't see this inside, I would not believe it. He said, they asked the Rebbe, Rav Chiel Alexander, Sukkot Zagen Leino, Madua Derech Rishayim Salcha V'Roam Rasha V'Tovlo. Why is it we always see Rishayim? These people in Iran, Adolf Hitler, all these people who do bad things, and everything's always going good for him this year. Tzadik v'ralo, right? Tzadik v'ralo, Russia v'tovlo. It's a Gemara in Brachos. So he asked him, why always good things happen to bad people? Why are good things happening to bad people? They should have bad things. This is what he says here. Ki ha-Rasha sharoi b'simcha tomen. The Rasha is constantly b'simcha, and because he's constantly in a simcha state, v'lechen yesh lo hatzdocha b'mayis yadav. That's why it always brings tremendous bracha. You want to know how to do well in your test? You want to know how to do well in school? How to do well in your shalom bias, how to do well with everything? Simcha is the number one bracha. Not only is simcha the number one bracha for the entire year, according to the Sfas Emes, that it brings simcha for the entire year. That's the Zman Simcha Seinu. That according to the Magen Avram, the Trisker Magen, it says here, it's called Zman Simcha Seinu. What's Zman? It's a lashon of ripping, of ripening. It's the ripening of simcha. It's a time that we're bringing the simcha for the entire year. But not only that, it brings a person to be able to be a kli of bracha, a kli of tremendous source of blessing, for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless him. That's an incredible, incredible thing. But how? But how? We're saying how? He says in basically very, very pashut. A person has to daven leispal as chos to simcha. A person has to daven to their Ribono Shel Olam that they should be zocha to have simcha. V'levad mi d'shalah shelo lahasim midas ha-simcha tzorch gam leispal l'vakesh me'ashem yisbach sheyizko levo l'itarkach. We have to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should be able to daven, that we should be able to what? That we should be able to be b'simcha. V'hasim imenu yigonu v'anacha. We say in the Berachas Hashiva Shavtim Kivrishna. We ask Hashem, please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me be b'simcha. We saw an incredible thing. Rabbi Nachman's number one thing. Sarach liyos tomid b'simcha l'avos Hashem b'simcha. We have to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu fully, constantly b'simcha. Then we saw an incredible Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes said what? Sfas Emes said that the 7 days of Simcha, the 7 days of Sukkot, excuse me, brings Simcha for the entire year. It brings Simcha of Mamash for the entire year. According to Magen Avram, not the Magen Avram in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avram, the Trisker Magid, says man is a lashon of ripening. So the Simcha is in the air, we have to take it. Because what? Because why is it in the air according to the Rambam? Rambam says after Yom Kippur, we have complete Slichas Avonos. It completely takes it away. Then we saw the Avni Nezer from the Sukkot Shavu Rebbe. Says why are there 98 curses in Dvarim? For the 98 lambs that we sacrifice on Sukkot. To be able to realize that all Ruchnis comes, all Simcha, true Simcha comes from Ruchnis. It doesn't come from Gashmis. It all comes from Ruchnis. And then we finally saw when they asked the Rebbe of Alexander why a tzaddikim zocha, well, excuse me, why Risham zocha to be successful in their lives, because they're constantly happy. Someone's constantly happy, it brings them tremendous bracha and atzlacha. And finally, last but not least, we saw how to be besimcha. Sometimes it's very hard. We have to daven, not only when we're davening in Shemon Esrei. A Jew should be davening even when they're not in davening in Shemon Esrei. Hashem, please help me be besimcha today. We had a very hard matzah. We were stuck on Kvish Echad a year in Eretz Yisrael. I want to be besimcha even though it's very hot. Please help me. The grud, there's not stama. The grud said the hardest mitzvah of the year is simcha. It's a very hard mitzvah to do, but we have to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu to be able to plow through. Just to close with a maysa that Rav Biederman brings down over here. In the Chose of Lublin. Awesome, boy. You'd always see him being mesamech, the chasim at a wedding. And one of the chasidim asked him, Chose, why are you so makbid on this? You have to make the chasim be simcha? Ready? You have to be besimcha for the chasim? What's pshat? He says, you know why? Because the Gemara says, chasim mochel lo kol avonosav. A chasim, the Gemara says that they mechaper all their avonos. And sometimes the chasim might think, right, that he didn't do real tshuva. V'chein tzorech lehaskir al desh ayde midas ha-simcha yizke lehamshik lios matzav zu, ki ha-simcha hi kechoma betzura, shelo yavo lidi aver avavavavav. I want to tell the chasim, today he's getting full, complete kaparas avonos. I want to tell him that just like I'm being besimcha for him, throughout his whole life, he can be besimcha, and that'll wipe away all of his also. Bez Hashem shebizocha, to be le'il nishmas Rabbi Nachman, and mentor Hashem to always be besimcha in our lives, and to take the simcha from, like the Sfas Simcha, to take the simcha of the year, and the simcha of Sukkot, to be able to spread throughout the whole year, Bez Hashem. Gemoy, shkoyach.